The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
This week marks the 20th anniversary of the smoking ban, and of course, what came with the smoking ban? The smoking area. Henry McKean has been studying its evolution. He visited the iconic traditional pub and smoking section in O'Donoghue's on Merrion Row and has sent us this report.
There's two of my friends who I know who are very, very happy together who have actually met in the smoking area.
Wow, they met.
They actually met in the smoking area. And the reason they met is because the girl actually asked the guy, have you got a cigarette? And he says, for God's sake. And he says, of course you have a cigarette. They got chatting and now they're together, which I think is fantastic. I mean,
you can usually get away from people or you can talk a little more freely where it's less loud inside, less crowded. Yeah, that's usually why I prefer to come out to the smoking area.
And are you a smoker?
Yes.
Do you ever meet people? Do you ever meet a potential lover out in the smoking section or a friend, an acquaintance?
It's much more social in the smoking area. Usually that's where I would go to talk or meet people. Is like,
so it's kind of trendier, cooler?
Yeah, or more social. Like, it's easier to talk. Yeah.
And do you think the smoking section, since it started, has changed? Where we are at the moment in O'Donoghue's, it's absolutely spotless. I mean, it's so clean.
Yeah.
And back in the day, it wouldn't have perhaps been so clean.
I like the dynamic where you can kind of go to the smoking area and come back, and it's kind of a refresh, yeah.
Would you mind if they banned smoking outdoors in public areas, if smoking areas were banned? How would you feel about that? You'd have to do it just at home.
I'd understand it. It makes sense. It would suck for me, but like in terms of public health and stuff, it makes sense. But yeah, I think it would be a loss, like in social terms, but like for public health, probably better.
I smoked at the time when it came in. And yeah, I think I appreciated it actually at the time. I think it was kind of, even though I did smoke, I still found that there was a difference the next morning, you know, in terms of the smell of your clothes, in terms of how you felt. I think it cleared the room, you know, the room was fresher in terms of the pub room, you know.
And pubs had to renovate because when the smoke went, everyone realised actually the pub is quite smelly. So a lot of them were totally refurbed, and including this one. For you, though, do you like being out here in the smoking section? And that's become a whole culture in its own, sitting outside, enjoying a cigarette, having a pipe with friends. Tell us about the culture of the smoking section.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole new dynamic, you know. It's, yeah, you're kind of inside, you're outside, you know. We've got a little gap in the roof here, like it's technically
there
both.
There is a gap, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're essentially inside, but... yeah, like it's a whole different dynamic, you know, to the cozy internal kind of vibe, you know. It's a different thing, you know, but it's enjoyable. You know?
And we've got the heating on. You have a fresh Guinness. I'm delaying it. It's a nice vibe.
It's a nice vibe. I think Irish people enjoy being outside with that little bit of cold, you know. I think it's a healthy thing, you know.
Have you ever met a girl in the smoking section and, you know, become more than friends?
I can't disclose any. What happens in the smoking section stays in the smoking section.
Smelly carpets and Guinness farts.
So that's what you remember?
Yeah, after when the smoking ban came in, yeah. And the cleaner air, yeah.
What does a Guinness fart smell of?
I don't know.
Not very refreshing.
No, yeah, well, yeah, that's something...
So that wasn't nice. When all the smoke went, you could smell the real smell.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Tell us about the vibe of the smoking section. What you like about it?
It's a good buzz. You can talk to people. Like, you're outside, fresh air. It's a good place to chat to people, meet people, yeah.
It was a little bit awkward at first when it first came in, but it's a good place to talk to people. I was a smoker at the time, same as you.
You're originally from England. The smoking ban came later.
Yeah.
You welcomed it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I was kind of working towards being a non-smoker anyway, so it was helpful in that regard. But the social aspect of being out here was really interesting. It was nice to meet people, you know, people you wouldn't normally knock into. So,
you guys were just five when the smoking ban came in. What is it you love about a smoking section? You're having a cigar, sir.
It's just a good place to be. I personally work in the tobacco industry, and I think it's ridiculous that, you know, we have to find a designated space in this country to smoke.
And working in the tobacco industry, how is that these days? Do you feel like you're kind of being pushed a bit?
Yeah. The HSE is very strict on, you know, tobacco laws. Like, they're down our throats, and, you know, it's not really fair. Like, you're trying to make a bit of money as well, and people actually are genuinely interested in the industry as well. I think there's more things to worry about than, you know, tobacco. Like, we're selling cigars. Like, they're premium rolled cigars. Like, processed foods, I think, is actually one of the worst things. We're not like doing much about that.
And perhaps alcohol also. For you, you like to have a cigar in the smoking section.
Yeah, well, I would prefer a smoking lounge, but no, we don't have any of those in Ireland. But what can I do?
Do you feel the smoking section is on its way out, and eventually that will be banned too?
I think so. I think the HSE, especially the EU, are getting stricter and stricter. And I think, yeah, definitely they'll definitely push out eventually. You know,
you're from Scotland. You guys also introduced a smoking ban. You now smoke vapes. I mean, you know, has vapes replaced the cigarette?
Well, any time that I have a cigarette, if I'm out at a pub as a wee treat or something, I find it hard to find a lighter off of someone. Most people have vapes.
And what is it you like about a smoking section? I mean, do you find boyfriends, girlfriends? Is there something very sociable? Is it like the old-fashioned dance floor?
I would say that it's definitely sociable, but I enjoy it just because it's relaxing. You kind of take a moment to yourself. So
you like the vibe?
Yeah, I do, and I just enjoy smoking.
Well, I've got asthma, so I try to stay away from smoke, to be honest with you. It suits me.
You were just 7 when the smoking ban came in. What is it you like about the vibe of a smoking area, of an outdoor area of a pub?
Oh, well, I just like being outside and having my own little space and not being stuck, you know, indoors.
So you like, I was going to say, the fresh air, and there is some air coming in amongst the smoke.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I don't like when it's a full ceiling and just, you know.
Really? So you're a little bit claustrophobic?
Little bit, yeah, definitely. And it's a little bit cooler as well. Do you know, there's nothing worse than being in a sweaty man pub and men sweating all over you. That's my nightmare.
So you don't like a sweaty man pub? Are most pubs still sweaty men pubs?
Oh, definitely, yeah, in Dublin anyway. And the stools are very low to the floor. Do you ever find that? You're trying to walk by people and you're
almost kneeing them.
Nearly inappropriately,
Or worse.
You're worse, yeah.
So you love outdoors?
I definitely, yeah. My preference would be to sit outside.
And do you ever meet anyone? Do you ever meet her?
I met her.
You met outside?
Yeah.
And at our smoke, so I mean,
yeah, that's true. We met at our orientation for university.
Wow, outside having a smoke.
Outside having a smoke.
Isn't that fantastic?
It is fantastic. Smoking brings people together.
How old were you when the smoking ban came in?
I was 9 years old.
Just 9?
9, only a baba.
Can you imagine what it was like? Do you remember what the pubs were like back then?
I actually do. Every Sunday we'd go out on the family drive and I'd come home smelling like smoke, and yeah, that was it really. And you know, family members would have smoked indoors and they all moved outdoors with the ban, so it was really embraced. I would say it's the warmth.
Because they have heaters on.
Yeah, the vibe. And usually the areas are pretty cool as well, well decorated.
Do you prefer the outdoor area to the indoor area of a pub?
Yeah, I would. Even though I'm not a smoker, it seems to be where all the cool people hang out.
And why do the cool people hang out in the smoking area? And why does hookups happen out here?
Usually, like, asking for a cigarette is a good way to make a connection with people. Not that smoking is good, but I've definitely made some, you know, female friends from the smoking area, you know, akin to the female bathroom where deep conversations happen. The smoking area is also that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.